Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹, 早晨.
It is a joy to be here.
今天能够在这里, 实在很高兴.
It is a joy to be able to sing of the Lord's goodness.
实在能够唱主的美好, 实在是充满喜乐.
To be able to think about how it is to be in that garden with Him.
能够思想到我们在花园里面与主一起.
Brings great comfort
实在,
to our lives.
将很大的安慰带到我们生命里面.
This morning, I'd like to continue in my sharing in the book of John.
今天早上愿意继续在约翰福音和大家交通.
And share about who Jesus is.
交通到主耶稣是哪一位.
You may remember the last time, a couple months ago, when I had the opportunity to share, I shared about the name of the Lord God.
大家记起上一次和大家交通,我是交通到 神的名.
I am who I am.
我是那位.
It was his memorial name, the name that he would be remembered by for all generations.
我是这个名就是要在历世历代, 人都要去所纪念的, 那个名字.
After sharing, a brother came up to me and gave me some words of encouragement.
那一次交通之后, 有一位弟兄, 跟我有交通, 对我有些勉励.
And he told me that was really fantastic, solid sharing.
这位弟兄跟我讲, 实在是很美好的交通.
You would have been good to stop right at halfway through.
如果你在中途停止, 就更加好.
So I will take that as encouragement to listen to the Spirit and stop halfway through.
所以我那一次实在应该是, 顺从圣灵的带领, 在中途, 就停下来.
I know I'm not the best at staying on track and staying on time.
我晓得我很多时候, 交通都会是, 很长气.
We'll see how the Lord teaches me today.
希望今日我能够是服从主的带领.
So as we looked at the name, I am who I am, we know that it was a personal name.
当我们是, 看到我就是自有永有那一位的时候, 我们晓得这个名字是很个人的.
And it's such a grand and glorious name.
是一个很荣耀, 很伟大的名字.
That it stirs an endless amount of thoughts in our minds.
这个名字要我们是不断的去思想.
You know, it's like a great picture, a great scene.
是一幅很伟大的图画.
Something that is very difficult to capture in words.
是很难是用言语 文字来去形容的.
He is who he is.
我是自有永有的那一位. 我是那我是.
He exists because he exists.
他存在, 因为他就是存在的.
There is no need to justify, there is no need to explain.
没需要有任何的解释.
And we know that he exists eternally.
我们晓得他是 在永远里面存在的.
He has no beginning, no end.
他没有开头, 也没有终结.
Which really speaks about how he is one who is self-sufficient.
是说到他是, 自足的.
And he is one who is immutable, who doesn't change.
他是不改变的.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
他是昨日, 今日, 永远都是一样的.
He is that which is holy and perfect.
他是圣洁, 是完全的.
And tried and true.
他亦都是, 真实的.
Yet, he is a God who is personal and relational.
但是他是一位个人的神, 是愿意与人有一个关系.
He wants to walk with us in that garden.
他愿意在花园里面与我们同行.
He wants to have fellowship with us.
他愿意与我们有交通.
And he wants to be known by his name.
他愿意我们晓得他的名字.
Jesus wants mankind to know who he is.
耶稣希望人 晓得他是哪一位,
that he is not just a man.
他不单止是人,
that he's not just a good teacher or a prophet.
他不单止是一个好的老师, 是一个先知,
but that he is indeed the Son of God.
他是要我们晓得他是神的儿子.
And all the fullness of deity dwells in him.
神一切的丰盛都是有形有体的, 是居住在 耶稣的心里面.
So throughout the Gospel of John, this theme comes up.
所以在约翰福音里面, 这个主题, 我们就见到,
as Jesus makes one claim after another about how he is the Son of God, how he is the Lamb of God.
耶稣在约翰福音里面就不断地宣告他是神的儿子.
And throughout this gospel, we find that he uses the word, the explanation, the name, I am, seven different times.
我们在约翰福音亦都见到耶稣是用我是这个形容词七次。
So as to describe the different aspects of his nature and his deity.
所以是要用到这个字来去形容他不同的特性。
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的粮。
I am the light of the world.
我是生命的光。
I am the door of the sheep.
我就是门, 羊门。
I'm the good shepherd.
我就是好牧人。
I'm the resurrection and the life.
我就是復活生命。
I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
我就是道路、真理、生命。
I'm the vine.
我就是葡萄树。
Now this morning I'd like to focus on this first I am.
今天早上我愿意集中在第一个我是那里。
Which as we will read is really in two parts.
就是稍後我們會讀到的經文是有兩部分。
Where he not only says that I am the bread of life,
他不單止是講到我就是生命的糧,
but he also says I am the living bread.
他亦都講到我就是活的糧。
Turn with me, will you please, to the Gospel of John, chapter 6.
我們請大家打開約翰福音第六章。
I would like to read a set of verses from chapter 6.
在第六章裡面我們會讀幾處的經文。
We'll start on verse 26. And read through verse 35. John
6:26.
Jesus answered them and said, Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not work for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man shall give to you. For on him the Father, even God, has set his seal. They said therefore to him, What shall we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. They said therefore to him, What then do you do for a sign that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as is it written. He gave them bread out of heaven to eat. Jesus therefore said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread out of heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world. They said therefore to him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
约翰福音第六章26至35节，耶稣回答说：我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我，并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱，不是为那必坏的食物劳力。 要为那传道永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。众人问他说：我们当行什么才算作神的功呢？耶稣回答说：信神所差来的就是作神的功。他们又说：你行什么神迹，叫我们看见就信你？你到底作什么事呢？我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛拿，如经上记写着说：他从天上赐下粮，给他们吃。 耶稣说：我实实在在的告诉你们，从那天上来的粮，不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父从将天上来的真粮赐给你们。因为神的粮就是从天上降下来，赐生命给世界的。他们说：主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。耶稣说：我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的，必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
And then down in verse 40.
第40节。
For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him may have eternal life. And I myself will raise him up on the last day. The Jews therefore were grumbling about him, because he said, I am the bread that came down out of heaven. And they were saying, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, I have come down out of heaven? Jesus answered and said to them, do not grumble among yourselves.
第40节。 因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。犹太人因为耶稣说我是从天上降下来的粮，就私下议论他说：这不是约瑟的儿子耶稣吗？他的父母我们岂不认得吗？如今怎么说我是从天上降下来的呢？耶稣回答说：你们不要大加议论。
Then over in verse 47.
第47节。
We'll read through verse 56.
读到56节。
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread which comes down out of heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread also which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews therefore began to argue with one another, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus therefore said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
第47节, 我实实在在的告诉你们, 信的人有永生, 我就是生命的粮。 你们的祖宗在旷野吃过马拿，还是死了。 这是从天上降下来的粮, 叫人吃了就不死。 我是从天上降下来生命的粮, 人若吃这粮, 就永远活着。 我所赐的粮就是我的肉, 为世人之生命所赐的。 因此犹太人彼此争论说, 这个人怎能把他的肉给我们吃呢? 耶稣说, 我实实在在的告诉你们, 你们若不吃人子的肉, 不喝人子的血, 就没有生命在你们里面。 吃我肉, 喝我血的人就有永生, 在末日, 我要叫他复活。 我的肉真是可吃的, 我的血真是可喝的。 吃我肉, 喝我血的人, 常在我里面, 我也常在他里面。
Father, we turn to you this morning. We look to you to open up these words for us.
天父, 我们今天来到你的面前, 愿意你, 向我们打开你的话语,
we pray for clarity.
求主让我们明白,
and we pray that your Spirit may speak to the depths of our hearts.
求你的灵向我们心的深处说话,
that we may be able to take hold of this very simple message that you have for us.
使我们能够找住, this
is a very basic gift that you have provided to us.
是这些很简单的礼物,
and that we may be able to appreciate it for all that it is.
使我们能够去欣赏你所赐给我们的一切。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷是奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So we come here to the second half of John chapter 6 into this discourse between Jesus and the crowds.
在这里我们来到约翰福音第六章的第二部分, 我们看到耶稣和这一班 人群的对话.
It was just one day after he had fed 5,000 men.
是在他喂饱5,000人之后的一日.
And on the previous evening, after he had performed the miracle, he withdrew himself.
在之前的一晚, 喂饱了5,000人之后, 耶稣是离开了这一班人.
And he went up into the mountain, away from the crowds.
他离开了这一群人, 去到山上面.
Because the people were somewhat in a frenzy, in a very excited mode.
因为这一班被喂饱的人, 很兴奋.
They had seen this wonderful miracle of how Jesus had taken 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and transformed it and distributed it to thousands and thousands.
他们经历了这个五饼二鱼的神迹, 他见到耶稣怎样将这五饼二鱼变成很多的食物, 喂饱了.
And as such, then they wanted to take Jesus and make him king by force.
所以他们愿意拥立耶稣为王.
But Jesus would not have that.
但耶稣, 不愿意被拥立为王.
Because it was not his time nor his place.
因为现在那时不是时间.
This was not the type of king that he was to be.
那时他来到的目的, 不是要作他们的王.
Just one who was a miracle worker, who would just be supplying physical food to the people.
他只是作这个神迹, 是喂饱这一班人.
Rather, he had a different mission.
他是有另外一个的目的.
He wanted to tell them about the life that God had given unto men.
耶稣那时的目的就是要将神赐给人的生命告诉给这一班人听.
And that he himself is the Son of God would be the means by which this life would come forth.
他自己就是神的儿子, 神就要藉着耶稣, 将这个生命赐给人.
So in this passage here, we see that Jesus has to correct the crowds many times, over and over again.
所以在这段经文里面, 耶稣是要矫正这一班人的认识.
He had to help them redirect their thoughts from those things of the earth to those things that are of the heavens.
他是要糾正這班人,將他們眼目從地轉向天。
So when the crowds had come back and they had found him,
當這班人回來找到耶穌的時候,
he expounded on the miracle that had just happened the day before.
耶穌就將前一日所發生的神蹟去解釋出來。
And he used this as his opportunity to make his point and to state his claim.
他藉著這個機會向這班人解釋他的目的。
The claim that he is the Son of God.
他要向這班人宣告他是神的兒子。
That he is the one who offers eternal life.
他就是賜永生的那一位。
And he relates to them on a very simple, basic level.
他是用一個很簡單的層次來跟他們解釋。
It was through the eating of the bread.
就是藉著食物這件事情來跟他們解釋。
And obviously, this is something that we can all relate to.
相信食物大家都能夠去認識認同。
Because bread or rice is always there at our dinner tables.
因為食物糧都係喺飯台上面。
It's something that we gather around.
我哋通常都係喺飯台周圍嚟聚集嘅。
It's something that we enjoy.
我哋亦都係能夠係享用嘅。
It's the mainstay of our lives, of our diets.
我們是靠著食物為生的。
So he uses this miracle as a way to reach into the hearts of men.
所以耶穌是藉著這個神蹟來向人的心去說話。
Because God doesn't just want to reach us at a superficial level.
因為神不是要很外表的去接觸我們。
But he wants to enter into a deep relationship with us.
但是他是願意與我們有一個很深入的交通。
And obviously we know and we read again here that the people were very focused on the physical.
但是在這一段的經文裡面我們看到這班人所集中的就是他們肉體的需要。
They were just pursuing that which would fill them.
他們所追求的就是能夠餵飽他們的食物。
That is, that would fill their stomachs.
就是能夠餵飽他們的肚子。
But Jesus told them to focus on that which is above, that which is spiritual.
但是耶稣是教导他们要去将他们眼目放在天所追求的要是属灵的事物。
On a type of food that does not perish, but on a type of food that is eternal.
所寻找所追求的是要不朽坏的粮是属天存到永远的食物。
As men, we are those who focus so much on the temporal, the earthly.
我們人都是集中在屬地的短暫的事物身上。
And so often we come to God just asking Him for blessings.
很多時候我們來到神的面前所求的就是要求到祝福。
For prosperity, for welfare.
要得到成功,要生活繁榮。
Or perhaps to rescue us or to take us out of some situation.
或者我們求神去幫我們,將我們從一些危險、困難裡面拯救出來。
Now God is willing to do all this for us.
神是實在很願意為我們做這些事情。
But He wants to do so much more.
但是祂更加願意在我們身上做更多。
So we read in verse 28 then that the people ask, what must they do?
所以在28節那裡講到,這班人問耶穌,我們該做什麼呢?
How can we get this food which endures to eternal life?
我們怎樣能夠得到這個存到永生的食物呢?
And Jesus says, simply, to believe in Him.
耶穌回答,就是信他的。
To believe in Him whom God has sent, whom He has sent.
是信神所差來的。
And so they followed up by asking for a sign.
所以這班人就回答耶穌,你可不可以行一些神蹟出來呢?
Because these people were having a hard time seeing and believing.
因為這班人不是很相信。
They pointed to the giving of the manna to their forefathers back in the wilderness, thousands of years ago.
他們就提到在很多千年前,他們祖宗在曠野裡面有瑪納。
In a sense, the people were challenging Jesus.
在那裡,這班人是挑戰耶穌。
You do a sign.
你行一個神蹟。
You show yourself to be the one sent from God.
你证明自己，你就是神所差来的那一位。
This manna that was given to our forefathers came every day for 40 years except on the Sabbath.
这些的马拉几千年前每一日都是从天上面降下来除了安息日那一日。
What you did was such a small thing.
你所行的神迹是很普通的。
You just did this one time.
你只是做了一次。
And this manna that God gave our forefathers, it fed an entire nation.
这些马拉神所赐给我们的祖宗 是将所有的百姓都是喂饱
Maybe 2 million some people
可能是有200万
What you just did was only 5,000 plus the women and the children
你所作的只是得5,000 再加上一些妇人和孩子
Show yourself to be who you claim to be
你自己证明自己就是神所差来的一位
Give us a sign, give us a work
是行一个神迹证明给自己给我们看
But you know, the Lord must have been thinking what he thought and said so many times.
但我相信耶稣当时就是想起他讲过很多次的一句话。
What an evil and adulterous generation.
一个邪恶淫乱的世代。
Unbelieving and perverse.
一个是不信是淫乱的世代。
Men were always asking for signs.
他们求看神迹。
Now the notion of free food is something that I think... can a lot of times bring out the worst in us.
很多时候这个免费的食物实在是我们有很多不好的思想。
Really for that matter, anything that is free.
很多时候特别是免费的物件。
Because we really see the greed of man and his selfishness comes out.
因为当我们想起这些免费的事物的时候就想起人那个贪婪。
And as we hoard and we push,
很多时候我们就是不满足
and we start thinking irrationally
我们开始是不理智
you know, after Jesus had done this miracle
耶稣作了这个神迹
shouldn't the ones there say thank you
这一班人不是应该去多谢主耶稣吗
there's no thank you
但是这一班人没有多谢
instead they said more
却是要主行更多的神迹
Give us more
给更多的东西给我们
Show us more
是行更多的神迹给我们
Prove yourself to us
更加证明你自己
God wants us to believe first
神希望我们首先相信
And then we will see his glory
当我们相信之后就会能见神的荣耀
You know, we have it all mixed up
但是我们却是搞错了
We want to see first, and then we'll believe.
我们希望看见，首先看见，然后相信。
We make it conditional.
我们要是有条件的相信。
Lord, if you show me, if you do this for me,
主若果你为我做啲乜嘢，你彰显啲咩俾我睇，我就相信。
Then I will believe and I will follow.
之后我就相信，我就会跟随。
But this is not how God would want us to be.
但系神佢系唔希望我哋咁样。
He wants us to believe first.
神希望我们首先相信。
Simply come and believe.
来相信。
And then we will see his glory.
然后我们就能够看见神的荣耀。
Oh, but the Lord has mercy on these people.
但是主实在对这一班人充满怜悯。
And he sets the record straight about this bread from heaven.
他就很直的向他们解释这个从天上来的粮。
Down in verse 32.
第32节。
It was not Moses who gave them this bread, this manna.
不是摩西赐给你们马拉,
but it was the Father God.
乃是我父从天上赐给你们的。
Not only that, this manna was not the true bread.
更加这一些马拉不是真正的粮。
But there was another true bread.
是有另外一个真的粮。
And the manna, it cannot give people life.
马拉不能够将生命赐给人。
Because all the men who ate it would eventually die.
因为所有食了马拉的人最后都是死。
And this manna, it was just given to a nation.
这些马拉是赐给当时的百姓。
But the true bread that God wants to give is to the world.
但是神要赐给人那个真粮是要赐给全世界的。
And really the question here isn't how much bread, But what type of bread is being given?
在这里那个问题就是不是有几多的粮要赐给人却是这个粮的质素是什么
We will focus on the quality of the bread.
我们需要集中的就是这个粮的质,
on the type of bread.
就是那个粮是什么的粮?
It's an eternal bread, a satisfying bread.
是一个从天上传到永远的粮, 是一个永远永生的粮.
The numbers will take care of themselves.
这个粮是不需要不是一个问题.
So the people wanted this bread, and they asked, Lord, forevermore, give us this bread.
所以这一班人很希望得到这个粮, 所以他就问主, 求你常将这个粮赐给我们.
And so in verse 35, we come to the I am.
在第35节, 那里我们就见到, 我是,
and Jesus replies to them, I am the bread of life.
耶稣说, 我就是生命的粮.
He's the one that God sent from heaven.
这个他就是神从天上差来的那一位.
And that's what he pointed, wanted to point out to these people. The bread is a, comes in the form of a person.
所以耶稣要向这一班人去教导他们这个粮是一个人来的.
And that he is the true bread. He is not just a sign. He's just not a substitute of that which is to come.
我是真粮, 不是一些代表的, 代表性的粮.
He's the one that gives us life. An everlasting life.
他就是赐永生的那一位.
Is not just that which is temporal or physical.
他不是短暂的, 不是属肉体的.
And that he is the one for all the world. Not just for one race of people. Not just for one group. But for everybody.
他亦都是被赐下来, 为着全世界的, 不是只是为了以色列族, 犹太, 犹太人那一班人.
He's the essence of life.
他就是生命那个最集中的那一个.
And that's what he's saying when I am the bread of the life.
所以耶稣讲到我就是生命粮的意思就是这样.
He is our bread. He is our supply. He's the one who sustains us.
他就是那个粮, 他就是供应给我们的那一位.
Because he created us and he knows us.
因为他创造我们, 他认识我们.
He knows our every need.
他晓得我们所有一切的需要.
So God the Father gave us his Son.
所以天父将他的儿子赐给我们.
To satisfy all these needs, not just for today, but forever.
是要满足我们的这些需要, 不单止是属地的需要, 是永远的需要.
You know, we need not look anywhere else.
我们不需要去看,
it's something that we don't need to earn.
我们是一些我们不需要赚回来的东西.
It's free and it's simple.
一些免费的, 一些很简单的.
And you know, the amazing thing about it is that everything that the Lord gives us, he is.
我们晓得神所赐给我们一切的东西都是在主耶稣里面赐给我们的.
He gives us the bread of life. He is the bread of life.
神将粮赐给我们, 耶稣就是那个粮.
He gives us that peace and that joy and that satisfaction.
神是将平安、满足、喜乐赐给我们.
Because he is peace, joy, and satisfaction.
因为主耶稣自己就是那个满足.
He gives us his love and his hope.
神将他的爱、他的盼望赐给我们.
Because he is love and hope.
主耶稣自己就是那个爱和盼望.
It's very simple. He gives us just what he is, who he is, a part of who he is.
实在是一个很简单的信息. 神所赐给我们的, 就是主耶稣自己.
And these are the very things that you and I need.
而神所赐给我们的就是我们生命上需要的一些所有的东西.
He makes it very simple.
实在是一个很简单的信息.
I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
我就是生命的粮, 到我这里来的, 必定不饿, 信我的, 永远不渴.
What is the response that he's looking for?
当主耶稣这样讲的时候, 他要求得到的回应是什么呢?
That we would come to him and that we would believe in him.
他实在是希望我们来到他那一道是相信他.
Now this concept is so simple and elementary. We know this.
这个信息是很简单, 我们也都晓得.
But just because we know it does not diminish its importance.
但是, 不可以因为我们晓得, 就是认为这件事不重要.
It's like the air that we breathe or the water that we drink.
就好像我们呼入的空气, 我们所饮的水.
It's easy for us to take these things for granted until they run out.
我哋好多時候都唔自在有呢啲嘢，但係當冇水冇空氣嘅時候，我哋就覺得佢哋好重要。
It's just like this drought that we're going through right now.
就好似而家加州嘅旱災。
Now before we could just turn on the faucet and take long showers and water our yards and wash our cars without much thinking.
之前我哋可以去沖好長嘅涼，可以去淋花，亦都可以洗車。
But now because of I don't know how many years of drought, we have to cut back.
但係因為我哋過往幾年嘅旱災，我哋就要去節約用水啦。And
so certainly this is teaching us not to take the water for granted because it may not always be there.
所以實在係教導我哋係要去曉得呢啲水嘅重要。
Likewise, I was reminded of an incident, through an incident this week at my workplace.
另外，啱啱喺我工作裏面有一件事提醒咗我。
About how we can't even take the air that we have for granted, that we breathe, the air that we breathe for granted.
提醒到我哋，提醒到我自己空氣嘅重要性。
So at my workplace, we launch satellites.
喺我公司係做人造衛星嘅。 是發射人造衛星的。
And we put these satellites up into space.
我們是將這些人造衛星發射去太空裡面。
It takes hundreds, thousands of kilograms of propellant in order to operate.
要將這些人造衛星發射上去，是要用很多的燃料。
And so these propellants are very dangerous.
這些燃料是很危險的。
They're very toxic, they're fumes, you can't breathe them.
是有毒的，你不可以呼吸。
And what makes them so toxic is because it is a type of propellant. It's a hypergolic propellant. I don't expect your brother to be able to translate that. But it's a type of propellant where when you, as soon as you mix it, as soon as they come into contact with one another, it combusts. It explodes.
咁呢啲燃料危險在，當呢啲燃料去同其他空氣接觸嘅時候，就會爆炸。
So you can guess, it's very volatile.
所以你會見到呢一啲嘅燃料係好危險嘅。
So you don't want, not want to breathe it.
所以你唔可以呼入去。
So this week as we were loading the propellants onto the satellite.
今個星期我哋就將呢啲嘅燃料係打入去呢一個人造衛星裏面。
Our technicians who are suited up in this protective outfit like a spacesuit.
咁我哋有呢一啲嘅技術員，就著咗呢啲特製嘅衣服。
He began to have a hard time breathing.
咁佢開始吸唔到空氣。
And he was telling his colleague, his partner, I can't breathe, I'm having a hard time.
咁佢就去求救，話我呼吸唔到。
So then they decided to step aside. They had to walk aside to another room.
咁佢哋就叫呢個技術員就行開去另一間房裡面。
And he started struggling as he walked because pretty soon his mask was all steamed up.
咁佢行緊嘅時候，佢就開始呼吸好困難。喺個頭盔嗰度見到嗰啲蒸氣。
From the condensation of his own breath.
就係因為佢呼吸唔到。
And so they finally got out to another room. And his partner took off his helmet off his head.
咁佢就去到第二間房，就佢嘅同伴就立刻將佢嘅頭盔就拎開。
And then he was able to breathe again.
咁佢終於可以呼吸。
There was a simple malfunction of his air breathing unit.
喺佢嗰件衫嗰個嘅呼吸嗰個儀器嗰度，就係有故障。
In all the years that we have been doing this, and all the hundreds of satellites that we have loaded, this has never happened to us.
咁喺過去，我哋係發射咗幾百個衛星上去，呢一個意外從來冇發生過。But
it just takes one time.
但係就係一次。
Just takes one accident or one near mishap.
就係一次嘅意外。To
gain our attention.
就係使我哋去留意呢件事嘅重要性。
So really, I share this with you so that we can see that we cannot take anything for granted.
交通呢件事出嚟，實在係要大家曉得，我哋唔可以將任何嘅嘢係輕忽。
Even these things that we think are so simple and so basic that are ours, that belong to us, our rights.
即使呢啲以為係我哋有權去得到嘅，我哋都唔可以輕忽。
We need to be thankful and appreciative.
我哋要係存著感恩嘅心嚟去領受。
for the simple life that the Lord gives to us. He is the bread of life. Such a simple notion to understand. But also so wonderful. But unfortunately for the people in these days, they did not have the insight or the history that we have today. And so they still struggled with this. And we read in verse 41 and 43 that the people grumbled and they questioned.
我们看到这一班人在议论。
Now, they were not satisfied. They wanted more.
他们不满足, 他们要知道更加多。
They didn't just want a man who would make all these bold claims.
他们不是要一个人能够去宣告这些事情出来。
They questioned Jesus' claim.
他们质问耶稣这些宣告。
How could it be that he came out of heaven?
怎样? 耶稣能够从天上降下来呢?
We know your origin. We know your father. It's Joseph. You're the son of Joseph.
我们晓得你是约瑟的儿子。
No, I think it's somewhat ironic that as we talk about what they thought they knew, we really find out that they are people who actually did not know much.
当我们见到这一班人讲到自己好像认识耶稣很多，却是完全对耶稣
Because even in the example that they had brought up about how Moses supposedly had given them the manna from heaven.
就好像刚才他们所提出的例子，那里讲到摩西是将天上的粮是赐过给他们。
Back then they didn't even know what that was.
当时他们都不认识马拿是什么回事。
The name of manna means, what is it?
Manna这个词的意思 就是讲到是什么来的呢?
What is it? We don't even know where this is coming from. What is it?
这些是什么来的呢? 在哪里来的呢?
And now they think they know all about Jesus? This other manna from heaven?
现在这一班人以为认识耶稣就是从天上来的马拿。
What has made them so sharp and smart now?
有什么是令到他们现在这么聪明呢?
Teaches us that there must be a humility when we deal with those things that are from God, when we have to deal with the things that are spiritual.
所以这件事是教导我们，当去来到属神的事情的时候，我们需要有谦虚的心。
That we can't take any pride, but that we actually must come in the fear of the Lord with respect and with reverence.
我们不可以存着骄傲的心，我们却要存着敬畏的心来到神的面前。
So Jesus has to go and further clarify and reiterate who he is.
所以耶稣要去更加详尽地解释他是哪一位。
And so he says, I am the bread of life.
所以他说,我就是天上的粮。
Your fathers ate the manna and they died.
你的祖先吃马拿。
This is the bread which comes down out of heaven so that one may eat of it and not die.
我却是那一个粮，你食了之后是不会死的。
So he who believes is the one who has eternal life.
你若信，就得永生。
Because Jesus, he is the bread of life.
因为耶稣就是生命的粮。
The manna cannot sustain a man for more than so many years.
马拿不能够持续一个人的生命多过几十年。
But this bread is a spiritual food that can sustain man.
但是这个粮却是属灵的粮，能够去维持一个人的。
Because Jesus is not just the bread of life, but he is the living bread.
因为耶稣不单止是生命的粮，他亦都是活的粮。
And so this is really the point that I want to draw this morning.
所以这一点就是愿意今天早上和大家分享的。
That we would not just know Jesus as the bread of life.
我们不单止要认识耶稣为生命的粮。
That we would come to know him as the living bread.
我们却是要更加认识他是那个活的粮。
When you examine these two phrases or these two claims, I am the bread of life and I am the living bread, there's not too much of a difference in the words.
当我们看这两句话，讲到生命的粮和活的粮，看上去好像没什么分别。
One is life, one is living.
一个讲到生命的， 另外講到係活嘅。
One is a noun, one is a verb.
一個係一個詞名詞，另外一個一個動詞。
One is a state of being, and one is a state of doing, or actually an action.
一個係講到一個靜嘅狀態，另外一個係講到一個動態。
Obviously, they are tied very closely together. They have the same root word.
當然，呢兩個詞都係好有關聯嘅。
But there is a greater revelation, a farther revelation, when he says, I am the living bread.
但係當主講到我係活嘅糧嘅時候，佢係有更多嘅啟示賜過俾我哋。
He was just not making the same claim over that he is the bread of life.
佢唔係再係講自己係生命嘅糧。
No, he was claiming to be more than just man's supply and man's sustenance.
佢係要宣告佢唔單止係人嗰個供應。
He was in fact referring to his eternal, unchanging nature, that he is God.
佢講到嘅就係講到佢自己嗰個永遠嘅性質，佢就係神。
As men, we may have different interpretations as to what is the bread of life.
人可能對於生命嘅糧有唔同嘅解釋。
And to each one of us, we may have a different answer.
對於我哋每一個人嚟講，可能生命嘅糧都有唔同嘅見解。
And I don't want to say anyone's answer is wrong.
我唔能夠話邊個嘅答案係對或者係錯。
But as those who are in Christ, we believe that there is only one true bread of life.
但係我哋喺基督裏面，我哋認識只有一個係真。
The Jews interpreted the term the bread of life in the context of manna.
猶太人認識生命嘅糧就喺瑪拿嗰度認識。
We've already spoken of how they were stuck on the physical, the earthly level.
我哋已經交通到呢一班猶太人停留喺屬地嘅屬血氣嘅嗰一方面。
And they were ones who were just looking for more of this bread.
他們只是希望得到更多的食物
to fill their stomachs.
是要填飽他們的肚子。
The term living bread takes us to a whole other level.
但是活的糧它是要帶我們去另一個境界。
Beyond the physical and the earthly and the temporal.
是要帶來這個是短暫性的這個屬地的食物。
Because when we talk about the living bread, it's no longer man's perspective or man's need.
因為當我哋講到活嘅糧嘅時候，再唔係講到人嘅需要。
It's not even just what God supplies the man.
亦都唔係淨係講到神係賜俾人係啲咩嘅供應。
It is who God is.
活嘅糧提及到嘅就係講到神係邊一位。
That He is forever living and active.
佢就係嗰一位永遠活嘅嗰一位。
That He doesn't sleep nor slumber.
佢唔會打盹睡覺。
He has his own being.
佢係存在嘅。
He's self-sustaining.
佢係自足嘅。
There's no beginning, no end.
佢係冇開頭。
He has his own life source.
佢亦都係冇一個源頭嘅。
All that which is around him doesn't affect him.
所有喺佢周圍嘅事物都唔會影響佢。
Unlike us, which is almost the near opposite, everything around us affects us.
我哋佢係唔係咁樣啊？我哋周圍嘅每一件事都能夠影響我哋。
So the term living bread takes us out of our own perspective and our own needs to focus on who God is.
所以活嘅糧實在係要將我哋從我哋自己去帶到神嗰一方面。
Because the Lord does not just want us to focus on bread.
因為主唔係要我哋集中喺糧食物嗰度。
But he wants to focus on the living.
但係佢願意係集中喺活嗰一方面。
And not just our living.
唔單止係我哋嗰個嘅生活。
But his life.
係講到主嘅生命。
And the fact that he is alive today.
係講到主現在係活嘅呢個事實。
So I try to think of, well, what is the living bread like?
咁我就喺度思想活的糧是什麼回事呢?
And I cannot help but think of something that maybe we've eaten and tasted for many years of our life, those of us who have lived and grown up here in the Bay Area.
咁我就諗起大家如果喺灣區長大一定會食過呢樣嘢嘅。
I don't know if any of you have ever wandered down to, I think it's Fisherman's Wharf, to the Bodine Sourdough Bakery.
咁唔知大家有冇去過呢個漁人碼頭裏面有一間三藩市布甸 麵包店。
I happened to go down there a few years ago.
剛剛幾年前去過嗰度。
And I don't know, maybe there's not many of you who like sourdough bread because it's too sour.
可能大家唔係咁鍾意食呢啲酸嘅麵包，但係呢一間麵包店出名嘅就係做啲sourdough酸嘅麵包。
But I think most of us know that this is a San Francisco treat, right? The sourdough bread and the clam chowder soup on the wharf.
三藩市就係出名呢一樣嘢，就係呢啲酸嘅麵包加啲嗰啲顯學嘅湯。
And what makes this bread so special is their secret recipe.
咁但係呢麵包有啲咩咁出名咧？原來佢一個秘方嘅。
Do you know what their secret recipe is?
大家知唔知佢呢個整麵包嘅秘方係咩咧？
They have this mother yeast.
咁原來佢哋所有麵包都係由一嚿嘅麵團出嚟嘅。
You may ask, what is mother yeast?
呢一個發粉嘅麵團係咩嚟嘅咧？
It's a yeast that the founders who founded this company, this bakery, back in the mid-1800s, cultured.
原來呢一間麵包店嗰個創辦人喺1800年嘅時候就發明咗呢一個發酵嘅麵團。
And for over 160 years, they've been keeping this yeast alive.
咁喺過去160年裏面，呢一嚿嘅麵團發酵嘅麵團一直都係持續嘅。
They put it in some temperature-controlled environment with exactly the right temperature, the right humidity, so that the yeast can grow.
咁佢係放喺一間好特別嘅房，裏面有好特別嘅温度，使呢一嚿發酵嘅麵團係不斷嘅成長。
And so they take a little bit of this yeast, I don't know how frequently, but in every piece of loaf that they bake, there's this yeast, this part of this mother yeast.
所以佢就每次整麵包就係從呢一嚿發酵嘅麵團攞少少一忽出嚟，係將所有麵包有呢嚿嘢係發出嚟。So
it's this mother yeast that gives this bread the consistency.
所以就係因為有呢一嚿原始嘅麵團，所以所有嘅麵包都有同一個味道。
And not only does it supply every loaf of bread, but it is in fact alive.
唔單止係由呢一嚿麵團裏面做出好多嘅麵包，而呢一嚿麵團本身係活嘅。
In some very simple, crude way, this is like our Lord Jesus.
好似呢個例子就俾我哋想到我哋嘅主耶穌。
That he gives us a part of him within us.
佢係將佢自己嘅一部分係賜過俾我哋。
And yet he is still living.
但係佢自己仍然活着。See,
Jesus is the true bread of life because he is the living bread.
耶穌就係嗰個真生命嘅糧，因為佢就係活嘅糧。
I mean, one can claim the former. Any one of us could say, I'm the bread of life.
所有人都可以宣告自己係生命嘅糧。
Right, you may come home and tell your wife, oh, I'm the bread of life, I'm bringing home the big bucks.
咁可能你會翻屋企同你太太講，我就係生命嘅糧，因為我係嗰個揾錢嘅嗰位。
And she goes, no, dear, I'm the bread of life. I'm the one who goes to the grocery store and bakes all the food for you.
但係你嘅太太可能咁樣回答，我只係生命嘅糧，因為我只係去超級市場去買嘢食。We
can argue and debate.
我哋能夠去爭論。
But what makes Jesus the true bread of life is because he's the living bread.
但係耶穌係真生命嘅糧，因為佢就係活嘅糧。
The latter substantiates the former.
之後嘅嗰一點係證實之前嗰一點。
He's the one and true, the only bread of life.
佢就係唯一嘅真生命嘅糧。
Because he's the living bread.
因為佢就係活嘅糧。
Everything else is but a shadow.
其他所有嘅都係影兒。
It's just a replica, a substitute.
其他所有嘅都係代替嘅。
We can possess many things and experience many things.
我哋能夠去擁有，能夠去得到好多嘅嘢。
And we may say this is what life is all about.
之後我哋會話生命嘅意義就係咁樣。
I have the essence of life.
我掌握到生命嘅意義。
But the question will always remain, how real is that life?
但係嗰個問題一直都係存在。你咁樣活嘅時候，你嘅生命有幾真咧？
How lasting is that life?
你这个生命能够去持续几耐呢?
Does it apply not only to you, but to all men, for all time?
这个生命是不是能够延续到其他人、世界其他的角落呢?
You know, the writer of Ecclesiastes, he had it all.
传道书的作者,他拥有一切。
He had wisdom, he had power, he had riches, he had pleasure.
他有能力,是有丰盛,是有权力。
But after it was all said and done, he knew he had nothing but vanity of vanities.
但是得到一切之后,他晓得虚空的都是虚空。
All it was empty and unfulfilling.
他所得到的就是虚空。
Jesus is the only one who could fulfill us.
耶稣就是唯一那一位能够满足我们的。
Because he is the living bread.
因为他就是活的粮。
It's not just a matter of talk. He's not just a man of great words and no power.
不是只是藉着言语,他是没有能力。
But he demonstrates his power.
但是耶稣,他是将他的能力显露出来。
And he demonstrates his authority because he is that which is alive.
他亦都将他的权力彰显出来,因为他是那一位活的。
If he were dead, then he'd have no power.
如果他是死,他是没有能力。
But because he is alive, he has the power.
但是因为他是活的,所以他有能力。
So what is it that Jesus gives to us?
耶稣赐过给我们的是什么呢?
We read here in the verse in the 50s that he gives us the word, his flesh.
在第50节那里讲到,耶稣所赐给我们的就是他的肉。
Verse 51, I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh.
我所要赐的粮就是我的肉,第51节。
It is his body that we are to eat.
就是他的身体,我们要去吃的。
And it is life, his life that we are to partake.
就是他自己的生命,我们要一同去交通的。
You know, we can understand it today once again because we're able to go back and read all this and we know so much, we've been taught so much.
我们今天能够明白,因为我们晓得过去的历史,也有圣经来告诉我们。
The Jews struggle with this, and in verse 52, that's why they ask the question, how can this man give us his flesh to eat?
但是犹太人不明白,所以在52节那里有争论,这个人 怎能把他的肉赐给我们吃呢?
Now we need to look to him. We need to look to Jesus to be our supply, our source, our nourishment.
我们要将眼睛注目在主耶稣身上,看他为我们的供应。
So when we look at this, you know, one can take the impression that, oh, you Christians are just a bunch of cannibals. Just eating flesh.
当我们这样看的时候,可能觉得你们这一班基督徒是吃肉的人。
But we know that the Lord had something much different in mind when he said this. And if we were to look at verses 54 and verse 40, there's a good parallel that gives us some insight.
当我们去比较54节和第40节的时候,我们就能够见到。
Because in both verses, it talks about one who has eternal life and about how the Lord would raise him up on the last day.
在那里讲到,是这一班有永生的人,是讲到末日的时候,主是要怎样叫他们复活?
Who is it that has eternal life, and who is it that will be raised up on the last day?
有哪个,在第40节那里,有哪个是有永生,有哪一个是在末日要被主叫复活呢?
It's the one who beholds the Son and believes in him.
就是那一些信主为神的儿子的人。
And then in verse 54, who is it, once again?
第54节那里讲到,是谁呢?
It's he who eats his flesh and drinks his blood.
就是那一班吃我肉,吃我血的人。
So those who behold and believe in him will possess this eternal life and will be raised up on the last day.
所以,信子,见子而信的人,就能够得到永生,并且在末日,是被主能够叫他们复活。
So then those who behold and believe are the very ones then who eat of his flesh and drink of his blood.
所以那一班见子而信的人,就是要吃主肉,喝血的人。
It's really a means of identification.
就是能够得到认同。
For we all look and we behold those things which we eat.
当我们 見到我哋要食嘅嘢。
No reasonable sane person eats with their eyes closed.
冇一個人係閂埋隻眼去食嘢嘅。
And no reasonable sane person eats that which he does not believe.
冇人係食啲佢唔信嘅嘢。
You're not going to go home today and go cook your shoe in a pot and start eating that, are you?
你今日翻屋企，你唔會煮你對鞋嚟食嘅。
People would think you're crazy.
人哋會覺得你係瘋癲。
Now you eat that which you believe in.
你只係會食一啲你相信嘅。
That which you know has nutritional value and tastes good.
你只係會食一啲你相信佢係有營養價值嘅食物。
So likewise, when we eat of his flesh and we drink of his blood, it is likened to us believing and beholding him.
所以當我哋吃主嘅肉、喝主嘅血嘅時候，就代表我哋係相信神 主耶穌為神嘅兒子。
In verse 56, we also see that there's a connection between eating and drinking his flesh and his blood with abiding in him.
喺第55節，我哋見到吃我肉、喝我血同住喺主裏面有好大嘅關聯。
Abiding, it means to stay, to remain with him.
係講到係住喺停留喺主嘅裏面，住喺主嘅裏面。
And it really speaks of the union and the fellowship that the Lord would want us to have with him, just as we sang about this morning.
係講到與主呢個嘅合一。
To be at his side, to stand up for him as he stood up for us.
係喺主嘅旁邊，係為主站立過嚟。
And just as he died, so we died. And just as he rose from the dead, so we too can rise from the dead.
就好似主為我哋死一樣，我哋係為主而死。當主活過嚟嘅時候，我哋亦都係同主一同嘅復活。
You know, the Jews back in the day did not have this insight.
當時嘅猶太人唔曉得呢件事。
But it is all the more clear to us because of the advent of our Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done on the cross and what he did again on that third day.
現今我哋係曉得主為我哋死，所以我哋能夠明白主呢度嘅意思。
And of course, we cannot help but remember what he commanded of us.
我哋亦都唔能夠忘記主係點樣吩咐我哋。
To take the bread and to take the cup to remember him.
係要係吃主嘅肉、喝主嘅血嚟去紀念佢。
You know what a privilege it is each and every week that we can come together and break bread at the Lord's table.
我哋每一個星期能夠嚟到主嘅桌子面前擘餅紀念佢，實在一個特權。
I really thank the Lord for our brother who stood up and shared with us some words of encouragement a few weeks ago.
實在感謝主，弟兄幾個星期前嚟到去勉勵我哋。
He provided us with a great reminder of encouragement.
佢實在係提醒我哋
that we need to take advantage of the time that we are gathered together in this way.
我哋實在要去珍惜我哋喺主桌子面前嘅時間。
That there are not too many assemblies around this world that break bread in this fashion.
喺呢個世界裏面，唔係有好多咁樣嘅聚會係有咁樣嘅主面前桌子面前嘅時間。
But the Lord has permitted us the opportunity here to be able to meet together and remember the Lord in this way.
但係主實在俾我哋有呢個機會，能夠喺主嘅桌子面前有咁樣嘅一份。
I mean, we know that the physical eating of the bread and the taking of the wine in itself does not give us life.
我哋曉得我哋肉體吃咗呢一個嘅餅同埋喝咗呢個杯唔係要我哋得到生命。
But all these things are just a sign.
但係呢一啲嘅事情都係一個嘅標記。
So as we come together and we gather and we see these elements on the table.
當我哋嚟到主嘅桌前面前見到呢一啲嘅標記嘅時候，
I would hope that we would see that this is more than just the bread of life.
我哋實在希望我哋唔單止見到呢啲係生命嘅糧，
but this is our Lord Jesus, who is the living bread.
我哋更加要見到呢個就係主耶穌自己，就係嗰個活嘅糧。
And He gives these elements to us to remember Him and what He has done.
主係將呢啲嘅標記係賜過俾我哋，要我哋紀念佢。
When we gather together and we sit silent before the Lord at His table,
當我哋聚集喺主嘅桌子面前肅靜，
it is something that is really unnatural.
實在係好唔 好自然嘅。
We, those who have been saved, those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
我哋呢一班係被主血洗淨嘅人。
Should we not be the first ones to praise Him?
我哋唔係應該係作為嗰一班初熟嘅果子嚟去敬拜讚美佢咩
？And to tell of His excellent greatness.
要去將佢嘅偉大能夠宣告出嚟咧。
Now, there is no excuse good enough.
我哋實在係冇任何嘅藉口。
Whether it's language or age.
唔可以因為年齡或者言語作為藉口。
Maybe we have anxiety of speaking, fear of speaking in public.
亦都唔可以話我哋懼怕喺公眾嘅地方去說話。
None of these are good enough excuses.
呢啲都唔係一個好嘅藉口。
For the Lord saved us.
因為主拯救我哋。
We have the opportunity. We really have the obligation to say thank you.
我哋實在有呢一個嘅權利亦都有呢個責任嚟去敬拜讚美佢。
No, I not only say this to you this morning to encourage you in this way.
我今天早上交通呢啲嘢唔單止係要鼓勵你你哋咁樣。
But the Lord reminds me and encourages me.
但係主實在係鼓勵我自己。
And He asks me, Am I worthy?
佢親自嘅問我我配唔配咧
？Have I done enough for you?
我為你所作嘅唔夠咩？
Have I not given up my very best, my very own son to you?
我唔係將我最愛嘅兒子賜過俾你咩
？He is the living bread.
主實在係活嘅糧。
We have no life in ourselves.
我哋自己裏面冇生命。
Our life is like a dead end street.
我哋嘅生命係死嘅。
There's no future. There's no hope.
我哋嘅生命係冇將來、冇盼望嘅。
So we recognize that the only thing that we have good in this life.Is our Lord Jesus.
所以我哋裏面唯一係好嘅嘅地方，就係我哋有主耶穌喺我哋裏面。
So He calls us to offer ourselves up as a living sacrifice.
所以佢呼召我哋作為活祭。
That we must learn to die to ourselves.
要我哋學習更加向自己死。
And then we must learn to die to Him.
亦都學習向主死。
That we would have the heart to want to get up in the morning.Earlier on Sundays, to arrive here before 9 o'clock to break bread.
使我哋有呢個心係喺九點前早啲起身嚟到主嘅桌子面前去敬拜佢。
That we would have the heart to stand up and to offer up praises and thanksgiving to the Lord.
使我哋有呢個心能夠企起身將感謝嘅説話係獻俾主耶穌。
That we would not hold back and just wait.
叫我哋唔係只係坐喺度等。
And just keep asking the Lord to show us more before praying.
唔係繼續向主求更多更多之後至去敬拜。
Believe and we will see the glory of the Lord.
我哋若信就能見神嘅榮耀。
He wants us to move along.
佢實在要我哋向前走。
And to live in a way that would be consistent with His.Living ways.
係要活出神自己要我哋活嘅嗰一個生命。
That we would be ones who are not just so self-centered and self-focused on our own supply.
叫我哋唔係集中喺我哋自己嘅需要。
But we would look to others and their interests and their burdens.
佢係叫我哋能夠轉眼看見其他人嘅需要其他人嗰個嘅負擔。
And most of all, that we could display this life that He has given, imparted unto us.
更加叫我哋將主所賜俾我哋嘅生命能夠去彰顯出嚟。
And to share and to show that He is the living bread.
使我哋能夠係分享出主耶穌就係嗰位活嘅糧。
That He is the one who is living, the one who is active, the one who is all powerful today.
佢就係嗰位現今活著。充滿能力嘅嗰一位。
There is a verse that I'd like to close with.
有一節嘅經文，願意喺完結之前同大家分享。
And it comes from the Gospel of John again.
係喺約翰福音裏面。
Chapter 12.
第十二章。
And the Lord Jesus says, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls in the earth and dies, it remains by itself alone.
我實實在在的告訴你們，一粒麥子不落在地裏死了，仍舊是一粒。若是死了，就結出許多子粒來。
But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
若是死了，就結出許多子粒來。
He who loves his life loses it,
爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命。
And he who hates his life in this world shall keep it to life eternal.
在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
This was the life of our Lord.
这个就是主耶稣的生命。
This is the life that he has given to us.
这个就是主所赐给我们的生命。
We must learn to appropriate it.
我们实在要学习能够将这个生命接受过来。
To die to ourselves.
要更加向自己死。
So that the Lord's eternal life can reign within us.
使主永生永远的生命能够在我们生命里面掌权。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
我们结束的时候有一点的祈祷。
Father, we thank you so much that you are the living bread.
天父，我们感谢你，你就是那位活的粮。
That you are the one who is in control, sovereign of all things.
你就是掌管一切的那一位。
And you see us here on this earth, living and scrambling around, scurrying in our busyness.
你看见我们在世界里面，在忙碌的生活里面是繁忙。
So self-centered, so self-preoccupied.
是自我中心，是将自己的摆在第一位。
Father, teach us to take our eyes off ourselves.
天父，求你教导我们，将我们眼目不要放在我们身上面。
And to place our eyes on our Lord Jesus.
将我们眼目放在主耶稣身上面。
Not only as the bread of life, but as the living bread.
使我们看见主耶稣不单止是生命的粮，却是活的粮。
That his life would be unhindered and unconstrained within us.
使主的生命能够在我们里面是没有拦阻的，是彰显出来。
But that we would learn to yield all authority unto you.
使我们将一切都是顺服在你的底下。
In all aspects of our lives and our thoughts,
在我们生活上一切的思想、一切的事情里面，都是以你为第一。
We pray that you would reign and take control.
实在求你在我们生命里面掌权。Glorify
yourself through these simple words this morning.
求主你藉着今天简单的话语得到荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷是奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.